Global Intifada, bringing you current affairs through revolutionary and protest music from around the world.
Every Thursday afternoon from 5 till 6 on 3CR.
Because music is our bomb. Welcome to Music for the Global Intifada, coming to you from the 3CR studio on the stolen lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respect to all First Nations people, in particular Wurundjeri elders, past and present. We acknowledge that sovereignty has never been ceded and defend all acts of resistance by First Nations people to the ongoing illegal occupation here and across so-called Australia. Meet us on the front line and off to the tent embassy.
This program aims to highlight diverse forms of resistance to systemic oppression, and it's a space in which we challenge fascism, racism, sexism, homo/transphobia, and other forms of prejudice indicative of dominant patriarchal and quiarchal systems. Subsequently, content of this program may contain confronting themes and explicit language. If this is likely to offend you, please tune out for the next hour whilst this program airs.
Welcome to the Music for the Global Intifada this week on 3CR. We're going to start off this week's show with some tracks, or a track around Babi Yar. It is the 80-year anniversary, which occurred in Kiev in Ukraine. So that was the massacre that took place around the 29th to 30th of September, and that was the Nazi forces that killed over 30,000 Jews around that time. So, pretty disgusting. So we're going to be playing a track called Babi Yar by Yiddish Glory.
Mir von Front mit a größer Freud, was is mir gekommen die Show? Was is mir gekommen die Show? Oi, wie ich geh ja rein in Stadt und frag, ob meine eigene entfernt mir als keiner Znito. Oi, wie ich geh ja rein in Stadt und frag, ob meine eigene entfernt mir als keiner Znito. Bin ich geblieben stehen mit a groß gewein, in Herz not geäffen sich a Wind, in Herz not geäffen sich a Wind. Oi, na wasser seit ich gib a Kuch, stell mir sich vor, mein Weib mit mein einzig Kind. Oi, na wasser seit ich gib a Kuch, stell mir sich vor, mein Weib mit mein einzig Kind. Was ist das für ein Zorn auf uns geworden? Was ist das für ein größer Gsar? Was ist das für ein größer Gsar? Oi, von dem größten Zorn seinen viel Menschen weggefahren, die Verbliebene seinen weg im Babi Yar. Oi, von dem größten Zorn seinen viel Menschen weggefahren, verbliebene seinen Weg in Babi Yar. Thank you.
Tag haben geklappt Automaten, die Menschen haben gesehen, versierten Teut. Die Menschen haben gesehen, versierten Teut. Oi, Blut hat sich gegossen von alle Seiten, von Blut ist die Erde geworden reut. Oi, Blut hat sich gegossen von alle Seiten, von Blut ist die Erde geworden reut. Der größer Weitig ist auf ewig verblieben, was der Deutsch hat vergossen Blut. Was der Deutsch hat vergossen Blut. Oi, mit unseren Tränen soll die Erd verschlossen werden, als die Lebedicke soll schön werden gut. Oi, mit unseren Tränen soll die Erd verschlossen werden, als die Lebedicke soll schön werden gut. Aber unser Säune sucht wir noch a Säune, er will mit sie machen ein Hand. Er will mit sie machen ein Hand. Oi, wie lang wie sie werden leben, werden sie das niederleben, sie werden kein Mal mit sein in unser Land. Oi, wie lang wie sie werden leben, werden sie das niederleben, sie werden kein Mal mit sein in unser Land.
Music for the Global Intifada, and we heard a track just now by the Stockholm Anarchist Feminist Choir, and that was the song On the Day the Nazi Died. And we were playing that track in relation to the Babi Yar massacre, which happened 80 years ago. Of course, that was when the Nazi forces killed over 30,000 Jews in Ukraine, so I just wanted to play a few tracks in memory of that at the start of the show today. For the rest of the show, we're going to be playing some songs for Palestine, remembering the second Intifada that happened around the 28th of September 2000, and that was for around 4 years. So, of course, there's always a situation where, with the uprising, there have been issues between so-called Israel and Palestine, of course, you know, for years since Palestine was occupied. And around that time, there was a Camp David summit, which, you know, nothing particularly amazing happened there, as, you know, the Palestinian people didn't get back their land, and Israel is still Israel, so that's always the issue. And a few idiot politicians doing dumb things, but I reckon we'll start with a track by Group Yoram, and that is, of course, a wonderful group from Turkey, and with the track Zafir Kadar. So that means until victory. Please have a listen.
Mm-hmm. Philistin, Filistin benim vatanım. Eğilir ben işgale direnirim. İşgal altında Filistin, Filistin benim vatanım. Eğilir ben işgale direnirim. Yiğitler var umutlu, yiğitler var öfkeli. İşgalci korkutuyor intifada. Fedailer korkusuz, fedailer bimi çekilmiş. Patlıyor beyinlerde şehitlerimiz. Her evimiz bir kale, her evimiz bir okuldur. Dilimizde zafere kadar devrim.
G'day, my name is Margie Thorpe. You are listening to 3CR Community Radio 855 on your dial.
المغبر وأقول له في Thank you.
Listening to 3CR on Music for the Global Intifada. So we just heard a track by Sabrine Group with the song Love on the Palestinian Way. So if you're familiar with the show, you would know that we play Sabrine Group often. They sort of started in the 80s and they've been quite an amazing group that's been out of Palestine for a really long time. So we always like to play a track or two by them when we can. And we started with a track by Group Yoram with Zafia Kadar, and playing tracks in support of Palestine and remembering the second Intifada, which happened 21 years ago. So we're going to go into some tracks that I haven't played for a while and just around support of Palestine and the ongoing struggle there. So we're going to be listening to a track by Claire O'Connor and Cobrin Murdoch with Song for a Lonely Internationalist.
The inky black, an arc retraced as they hurl it back through across an ocean to take a photograph to reaffirm a truth that we just couldn't seem to grasp. But when you came back home, you found the argument had shifted. We seemed to reinvent the wheel with each atrocity committed. I know you're still haunted by things that you see. Ducking the bullets on the streets of Calandia, tell me where do flame is set in a stack of tires. A streak of white cuts the inky black. An arc retraced as they hurl it back. 20 years ago, I guess it would be Nicaragua. Shooting photos of insurgents from a rooftop in Managua. 40 years ago, I guess you'd be in Vietnam. Stonewalled by the proxies in the green zones of Saigon. I know you're still haunted by things that you saw. Gaza City Hospital. You don't have to tell me. Just know that you can. Won't try to pretend that I understand.
Hi, this is Rafif Ziada, and you're listening to 3CR, pro-Palestinian, happily proud radio.
Les pas deviennent lourds, les jambes ne suivent plus. Voient ses frontières, l'horizon s'étale en continu. Hypocrisie, parle des droits de l'homme à la terrasse d'un yacht sous le soleil de midi. Quelle justice, c'est une purge quand ceux qui exécutent sont aussi avocats et juges. Blâme qui persiste sur cette terre qui t'a vu naître. Vivre est un acte terroriste, mais c'est plus fort que toi. Y'a cette voix dans un coin de la tête du disque qui résiste, les balles sur toi n'ont qu'à se loger. Le renoncement est une mort si amère, plus dure à porter. Résister, c'est avant tout exister. Cette soif de liberté pour chaque soupir expiré. Cette fierté dont le plus grand des malheurs te pousse à relever la tête devant tes oppresseurs. D'égal à égal au moins, ils ont en face des êtres humains, non pas des chiens. Qu'ils ont en face des pères, des mères, de familles au pied d'un mur. Des gosses ne rêvant que de conjuguer leur vie au futur. Ils croient éteindre la flamme d'une bougie, mais regardez nos cœurs, c'est un incendie. Oh combien monte le courage de ce peuple, refusant de s'agenouiller devant la troisième armée du monde.
Cool.
Parce que là-bas ils fêtent chaque jour le carnaval. Leur crime atroce se déguise en frappe chirurgicale. Malgré cela, quel exemple. Regardez leurs genoux fixés. Regardez les vôtres comme ils tremblent. C'est vous qui massacrez à bout portant. Vous qui aspergez toute une population phosphore blanc. Vous qui démolissez leurs toits, leurs écoles, leurs labeurs. Et pourtant, c'est vous qui vivez dans la peur. À fleur de peau, car à chaque corps sans vous laisser, vous trouverez quelqu'un qui portera le drapeau. Pour chaque âme volée, vous trouverez 10 qui se lèveront, 10 qui se battront, et 10 qui tomberont. Et pour ces 10 qui tomberont, vous trouverez 1000 qui se lèveront, 1000 sur le front, 1000 qui tomberont devant ma plainte de sang noyé dans l'impunité. Jusqu'à trouver en face digne fier un peuple entier se dresser. Que ce jour soit le mien, que ce jour soit le tien, car aujourd'hui nous sommes tous des Palestiniens. Peuvent entamer le mur d'un colisée, qu'il soit franchi. Génération Palestine, Côte Rouge, Amel Matlouti.
And you're on Music for the Global Intifada, and we've just heard a track by Code Rouge featuring Amel Matlouti with the song Horizon Palestine. And before that, we heard the track by Claire O'Connor and Cobrin Murdoch with Song for a Lonely Internationalist. So as mentioned near the start of the show, playing songs in support of Palestine and remembering the Second Intifada. A lot of people died and were injured, and of course the occupation and the fascism from so-called Israel continues, as if you've been looking up any news or any people you know, there's been a lot of people being killed in Palestine throughout these last few weeks, but that's not anything new, unfortunately. So the struggle continues. We're going to be listening to a track by Loki and Immortal Techniques with Voices of the Voiceless. And Loki is an ongoing supporter of Palestine. There's also a really good podcast on Electronic Intifada, so electronicintifada.net. So that was, you know, pretty recently. You can have a listen to Loki and about the support for Palestine, and the same goes for Mortar Techniques. Really, really supportive. So have a listen. Voices of the Voiceless.
These times are coming. We told you about them, but you motherfuckers were sleeping. Now you gotta wake up.
The time has come. Low key.
Yeah.
Immortal Technique.
Harlem, motherfucker.
We here. Let's make history.
West End to the West Bank, I write righteous rhymes with my right and wrestle the devil with my left hand. Never worked for a Zionist, never been a yes man. My art is like Rembrandt painting pictures of death camps. The average person is allergic to the words of wisdom. This is for everyone, it's Saddam's Kurdish murder victims and all the pure souls that never had the chance to speak. Truth pumps in my arteries and causes my heart to beat. The soldiers haunted and tortured by guilty memories who realize too late to reveal their real enemy. It's all dead wrong for every victim of racist persecution from Auschwitz to Hebron. My words may sting cowards for people that were atomized by the third mate in the Twin Towers. Those living through the wars ask me what I do this for. Put the world in its place before it puts you in yours. You can try to avoid us, but it's pointless. You can never avoid the voices of the voiceless.
Take our freedom part, take our pride. Come on, baby, we'll survive.
You can try to avoid us, but it's pointless. You can never avoid the voices of the voiceless.
Keep my third eye hidden under my New York fitted. A crazy unmarried man that deserves to be committed. The future is encrypted in my troubled lyrics. Dream that I've been somewhere for weeks and wake up in a couple minutes. Sweat dripping with visions of population control. Thoughts overflowing my world like the melting of the North Pole. My people are targeted by military crack committees. So I'm bucking at the feds like natives in Rapid City. Reality savage. My words are like a riot in Paris. The voice of the voiceless. That voice is social and balanced, so stand stronger, sit harder in your mental palace. Blinded inside the kingdom, united to its old habits. Middle passage coming, war chant, African drumming, Gatling gun humming, rapid fire mechanism. Reckless living that checks the rhythm of perfectionism. Slave condition, while you singing, God save the system.
You can try to avoid us, but it's pointless. You can never avoid the voices of the voiceless.
Take our freedom, take our pride. Come on, baby,
we'll survive. You can try to avoid us, but it's pointless. You can never avoid the voices of the voiceless. Detain my body, but you can't imprison my mind. If it's my time, I'll probably die with my fist in the sky. These are the thoughts of a man who can't escape from his coma. Cries of a young virgin girl who got raped by them soldiers.
Birthing a screaming bastard post-colonial nation. Subject to childhood diseases, famine, war, and inflation. Education molded you into your master's image. And you forgot who the fuck you were before the war was
You're
finished.
Hearing the ghosts of Nagasaki. You're hearing Hiroshima. Beautiful babies being born with the weirdest features. You might never see me in the chart, but inshallah my seed can see peace in Iraq.
But peace and freedom can never be given. That's historically forbidden, cause only collision is the recipe. Changing the course of destiny, yeah. So I'm strapping weaponry, yeah. Cause the government don't give a fuck about protecting me.
Try to avoid us, but it's pointless. You can never avoid the voices of the voiceless.
Take our freedom, cause take our pride. Come on, baby, we'll survive.
You can try to avoid us, but it's pointless. You can never avoid the voices of the voiceless.
Thracia, here to stay.
قصائدنا بلا لون بلا طعم بلا صوت إذا لم نحمل المصباح من بيت إلى بيت وإن لم يفهم البسطى معانيها فأولى أن نذريها ونخلد نحن للصمت
يا شعبي يا عود يا أغلى من روحي عندي
حمل جاب طفل عأرض بلادي بفي جدار الفصل كبر الطفل حارب جمر حالة حصار حصار عملك فقر
فقر
اليوم جريح بكرة واقع بالأسير ممنوع عليك تشكي ممنوع تصلي الفجر ممنوع عليك تنجح لازم تغرق بالجهل حياتنا صعبة كتير بدنا نصنع التغيير نصير نشوف شجر شمس طيور وعصافير عأرض ما بنيت جدار ارتفاع ثمن امتار مهما الزمن لف مهما الزمن دار بنبقى اصحاب الارض بنبقى اصحاب الدار معليش شبابنا ما اخترناش حياتنا لجونا انفرض علينا انكتب على اولادنا شعبي بطل صبر الطفل بغزه انتصر هو لجدار عبر حتى لتنصم اثر
ونطول الغد بالليل الاطمار حتى لا تشرق لا تشرق وتغرق
فكروا بهالجدار انه ينصبوا الشعب، فكروا بهالجدار انه ننسى وهذا صعب. ننسى كيف ننسى؟ انسى اننا ننسى الارضية ارضة، فكيف تتخيل ننسى؟ لا تفكر انه بتقدر تقرر مصيرنا بيوم، انت محتل والمحتل ما له ارض بتدوم. الفكرة اللي ببالك مش رح تتحقق، شعبنا الصامت ما رح يتجذب، بالعكس رح يتوحد وانت رح تتهزق، جدارك رح يتأثر يتكسر. بصوت مين؟ ضفة وغزة وجنين. بصوت مين؟ عرب 48. بصوت مين؟ بصوت اللاجئين. بصوت مين؟ شباب فلسطين.
ولا طول الغدم الليل الأطماع حتى لا تشرق، لا تشرق وتبا، حتى لا لا يبقى الزورق دون شراق. يا شعبي يا عودا مدك، يا أغلى من روحي عندي، إنا باقر على العهدين.
دار فين دار مين؟ ما البلد كلها دمار، قتلتوا الطفل ما رحمتوا منا الختيار. كل يوم بتفتش مهانة بتنبش، ايدين بتتكلبش عيون بتطمش، بقول له فكني شوي دم بايدي حبس، بيقول لي صالح مين قاعد انت بتتجسس؟ انه خرب فلس عقله فصل ما عاد جلس، نسي انه جداره وخليني اتنفس. ارضه جرفت البيوت وهدمت، الطفولة قتلت مساحاتي دفنت، الدموع اختلطت في تراب ارضي فاثمرت اطفالا اخرجت، الرجولة اتسمت الحجارة فطالت، العدو جمعت انتفاضة اشعلت، دماء نسفت حرية أسرت شهداء انتقت، بعهد الدم والتراب كان القدر سبقا.
The only way apartheid will end is if those outside South Africa really understand how deadly apartheid is, that it does more than discriminate, it kills.
From the evidence that I've got and from the age of the patients that I've seen with injuries, I would say they should kill.
Listening to 3CR on Music for the Global Intifada. Just heard a track by Oipulo with They Shoot Children, Don't They? So that's around the occupation of Palestine. That track's from a few years ago. And before that we heard the song by Refugees of Rap with the Apartheid Wall. That's one that I always like to put in there if we can. And the first track we listened to was Loki and Immortal Techniques with Voices of the Voiceless. So we've come up to the end of the show today. So thank you for listening. And of course, you can keep up to date on issues around Palestine. Look on electronicintifada.net. They have a lot of good information, news, podcasts and whatnot. That would be definitely a place I would turn you to. Now we're going to listen to a last track, which is a little bit long, which is by Mira Asher. And this is a song called Refuse Military. Mira Asher is in so-called Israel, but does a lot of amazing protest songs, really a lot of stuff against the Israel state. And this one is definitely one of those. Just be aware there can be some stuff in this track that could be a little bit distressing. So if that may not be for you, feel welcome to tune out. But it is really a great track to have a listen to. Thanks for listening.
Stand up! Mohammed, Mohammed, خوف شو Mohammed. خوف شو Mohammed.
I get it, I
get it. You are sick.
You're sick?
Yeah.
That's the food.
The food and the...
Stand up!
My name is Noam, 20 years old. I'm currently living in Jaffa, originally from Nahar Haria, the northernmost city in Israel. I refuse to take part in the Israeli army because I refuse to join an army that has, since it was established, been engaged in dominating another nation, in plundering and terrorizing the civilian population that is under its control. The systematic destruction and dispossession that form part of a long-established policy of population transfer, murder of non-violent demonstrators, the apartheid wall, the massacre operations the Israeli army chooses to carry out. And the rest of the daily violations of the human rights of the Palestinians have led and continue to lead to a long, indefinite, and preventable cycle of bloodshed. For years I have been told that this control is supposed to protect me, but information about the suffering caused due to terrorizing the Palestinian population is omitted from the story. The road to dismantling this apartheid and achieving true and just peace is long and hard, but as I see it, these actions by the Israeli army only push it further away. Over this past decade, the Palestinian people have been increasingly choosing the path of non-violent resistance, and I choose to join this path and to turn to a popular, non-violent struggle in Palestine. This, rather than to serve in the Israeli army and continue the violence.
Ah!
Prince.
Hardcore militarization in the education system started when I was in high school. When I was in the 11th grade, I had almost every week classes with a soldier. It was always the same soldier. That's what she was doing in the army. She was stationed in our school. She gave classes about all the process you are going to go through and what is going to happen when you get drafted and what are your options.
You could not skip this class.
There were a lot of tours to see military camps and military bases. In our last yearly trip to Eilat, in the desert, something you looked forward to for 12 years, the first 3 days were fun and seeing places, and the last day was the going to a military base for training officers. Our school came to us and said, "Look, you are doing all fun and stuff, but in a few months you're going to be soldiers. We want to see you at the top. We want to see you as officers." There were always soldiers in our school. One time on a Friday morning there were so many soldiers around the school, I wasn't really sure what is going on. We were divided into small groups and each group got 5 soldiers. All of them came with their uniforms and guns and they basically entered the classes. We had to sit and listen for 2 hours to what they are doing and why we should really want to do the same thing that they are doing. It was all over, not just the soldiers but the teachers were always talking about it, trying to push you to doing the best as you can. I remember this one time, one of the teachers came to us and she said, "The problem in our school is that a lot of you are going to the army, but most of you will not go out and be officers, so we're trying to push you into doing the important stuff. It doesn't matter if you're going, but you have to be the best as you can." She was really all over you. You could not really come up and say, "No, I'm not going to go," because they just wouldn't accept that. My teacher knew I'm not going to the army. I still had to attend and I couldn't just come and say, "I'm not going, I don't think I should hear this stuff." It was a very stressful position. There was one time when I entered this class and there was a big board on the wall with the names of all the students. At the top it was written, "Are you going to the army?" And you could basically say yes or no. You see a soldier you don't know, wearing his uniforms and rifles, coming and asking you, "Are you going to the army?" And everyone says yes, even if you know you're not going. To come out and say no is something that is really hard to do. You have to be very strong and very much willing to face a lot in order to say no. Coming out and saying, I'm not going to be a combat soldier. I just want to be a secretary. This is something really hard to do because you're brought up on that from a very young age. So if you're not going to the army, you have to go through a lot in order to be able to say that. Even if you understand that yourself, to actually say that aloud can be pretty hard because people will not accept that. Not just in schools, it's everywhere. You go out on the streets and you see tanks, airplanes, everywhere. The names of the streets are militaristic, names of wars, generals. You cannot be on a train and not sit next to a soldier with his rifle next to you. So it is really everywhere.
You're listening to 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM. Visit the 3CR website at 3cr.org.au/podcast to hear the most recent recording from each show, or 3cr.org.au/streaming to listen live.